Dialogue 2.
Sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. In the above dialogue, it broke things loose and got the talks moving again. In the second dialogue, Beth is trying to buy computer chips for use in Taiwan.
It's good to see you again, Beth. How was your trip?
Good to see you too, Bob. The trip was okay. A little long, but otherwise it was fine.
Is there anything we can do to help make you more comfortable?
Not really. I'm fine.
Good then. Shall we get right to business?
Yes, of course.
We can let you have the chips for just a little above the price we discussed over the phone.
How much is that?
How does $8.07 per unit sound?
It sounds very high. That's an increase of more than 18%. I don't think we can go that high.
I'm sorry to hear that. We were looking forward to doing business with you, but that's the best price I can offer. After we last talked on the phone, one of our suppliers raised his prices for the next batch of materials we buy, and so did several others. So the price hike is pretty much industry-wide.
We heard about the price hike before I left Taiwan, but our information says the impact should not be this bad.
Bob and Beth continue to bargain for over an hour, and Bob won't compromise. In fact, he refuses to budge at all. Beth can see the writing on the wall and decides to pull the plug on the negotiation.
Beth, I wish I could cut my price, even as a personal favor for you. But my hands are tied. My money people tell me this is our bottom line. It's only because you're such a good customer that I'm willing to offer you this price.
Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate that. It's just more than I'm authorized to pay. I guess the only thing to do now is call a halt to this negotiation and part, friend.
What do you mean?
Well, we have a budget we have to stay under, so we'll have to shop around some more. True, everyone raised his or her prices, but you seem to be at the high end of the scale, so we're going to shop around a bit.
I sure hate to see you go across the street. We've had a good relationship for a lot of years.
These things happen. I have some other suppliers I can visit on this trip, so I have to get moving. Give me a call if you can come down on the price. Let's listen again.
It's good to see you again, Beth. How was your trip?
Good to see you too, Bob. The trip was okay. A little long, but otherwise it was fine.
Is there anything we can do to help make you more comfortable?
Not really. I'm fine.
Good then. Shall we get right to business?
Yes, of course.
We can let you have the chips for just a little above the price we discussed over the phone.
How much is that?
How does $8.07 per unit sound?
It sounds very high. That's an increase of more than 18%. I don't think we can go that high.
I'm sorry to hear that. We were looking forward to doing business with you, but that's the best price I can offer. After we last talked on the phone, one of our suppliers raised his prices for the next batch of materials we buy, and so did several others. So the price hike is pretty much industry-wide.
We heard about the price hike before I left Taiwan, but our information says the impact should not be this bad.
Bob and Beth continue to bargain for over an hour, and Bob won't compromise. In fact, he refuses to budge at all. Beth can see the writing on the wall and decides to pull the plug on the negotiation.
Beth, I wish I could cut my price, even as a personal favor for you. But my hands are tied. My money people tell me this is our bottom line. It's only because you're such a good customer that I'm willing to offer you this price.
Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate that. It's just more than I'm authorized to pay. I guess the only thing to do now is call a halt to this negotiation and part, friend.
What do you mean?
Well, we have a budget we have to stay under, so we'll have to shop around some more. True, everyone raised his or her prices, but you seem to be at the high end of the scale, so we're going to shop around a bit.
I sure hate to see you go across the street. We've had a good relationship for a lot of years.
These things happen. I have some other suppliers I can visit on this trip, so I have to get moving. Give me a call if you can come down on the price.